We do have a quorum. The minutes from May 14th are in your packet. Representative Smith, I know that you examined them thoroughly. Would you like to so move?
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Yes, so move.
Representative Smith moves the minutes from May 14th, 2007. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And carried. The first bill on the agenda is Senate File 1753. The chair would move that Senate File 1753 as be recommended to pass and place in the general registry. And Representative Bill, you have the amendment then, is that correct?
That is correct, Mr. Chair. The 0991 amendment, Mr. Chair, which is the language that was inadvertently amended into the House file last night in the Tax Committee. And so I have brought forward a delete-all amendment to be applied to the second engrossment of Senate File 1753, and then that language would be exactly the same as we amended last night to the House file.
Okay, the chair will move that amendment entitled A070991 be recommended to pass. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And carried. Representative Bill, very quickly explaining your bill, I think concentrating on the appropriations.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members, the appropriation would be $200,000 to accomplish the Airport Funding Advisory Task Force charge that is laid out in the first sections of the bill to study the relevant issues that surround airport airplane, gas tax use, and aircraft registration of private aircraft, general aviation aircraft, as well as air carrier aircraft. The appropriation, Mr. Chair, is $200,000 from the State Airport Fund. The State Airport Fund is funded wholly by the taxes and property taxes on airline equipment that we will be studying and looking at during the course of this task force.
Okay, any questions? Any questions to the bill? If not, then the chair would read. I'm sorry, Representative Kahn.
Mr. Chairman, I'm just trying to read the summary that we have. I understand the task force is dissolved upon submission of the report to the Legislative Committee.
Representative Dill?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Kahn, that is correct.
That, we've discovered, is a very bad idea because the point is that when you dissolve it on submission, there's no one to deal with the Legislative Committees and the report. And it's much better to keep the task force in existence until the end of the legislative session. If you see
Representative
that.
Dill?
Dissolve it on submission of the report, then who's presenting the report? The report doesn't present. Who can answer a question about the report? That's something we just discovered after years of writing in this way, but that was a better way of doing it.
Representative Dill, you will have an amendment for the floor, I bet.
Mr. Chair.
Well, Mr. Chair, I'd like to respond to that.
Yeah.
Maybe Representative Plowski.
Representative Plowski.
Well, Mr. Chair and members, we discovered on government operations that many of these task forces continue to meet even after they're dissolved, and that people are more than willing to come up and testify to a bill long after the task force is gone. So it might be a moot point.
Well,
that
just a minute, Representative Plowski.
Well, no, Mr. Chair, I mean, we never really dissolve anything here. It just keeps going and going and going, and it's a really perverted Energizer bunny. So at some point, something has to stop. So I'm sure there will be someone who can come who served on the task force, and I'm going to wager, Representative Kahn, that they'll probably still gather and meet, even though they're dissolved.
Representative Dill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If you look in Section 1, Subdivision 2 under membership, you will note that in Subdivision 2, Item 1 and 2, two members of the Senate Tax Committee and two members of the House Tax Committee appointed by their respective chairs would be on this and be directing, and one of those members would be the chair of the task force. So in terms of studying tax issues and referring recommendations to the legislature, the recommendations would come through the tax committee, and certainly it would seem that in this next legislative session, when this report is due, that those same members would be a member of the tax committee and would be able to represent the representations and the thoughts of that committee. So I do take what Representative Kahn states as something of great interest. However, I think that under this circumstance, we will be able to handle any questions that come before the body or before the tax committee when this report is submitted.
Any other discussion? Any other discussion? If not, then the chair would renew his motion that Senate File 1753, as amended, be recommended to pass and placed on the General Registry. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed and carried.
Thank you.
Representative Murphy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, I move that 1978 be laid on the table.
Representative Murphy moves that the next bill, which is on the agenda, 1978. I think maybe what we need to do, first of all, is make a motion to bring it before us, Representative Murphy.
All right.
Okay. Would you like to move that House File 1978 be recommended to pass and placed in the General Registry?
I do, Mr. Chair.
Representative Murphy makes such a motion.
Now
Representative Murphy.
Mr. Chair, 1978 is a product in motion, percolating along, especially Article 7. And I need to buy some time, and for Article 7 to survive. And it's a good thing, because Article 7 is stopping we're trying to stop bleeding from happening in the future. And maybe we can do that. And the Senate today took Article 7 out of their bill, and I'm not quite ready to do that, because I think there's hope. And so if I could buy a little time, I move that 1978 be laid on the table, and
that's non-debatable now.
And
you debated it beforehand. You gave good reason.
Right. And I ask you to call another meeting.
Okay. Representative Murphy moves that House File 1978 be laid on the table. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed and carried. Members, we will meet tomorrow morning, 8:15 in the morning. We go into session at 9. The bill that will be on the agenda will be probably 1978. We'll see how much percolation gets done over evening.
Mr. Chair, could I invite the people that are interested in Article 7 and the Pension Commission members that are here, and anyone else to stay in the room when this meeting is adjourned?
We can do that as long as I can be excused.
You may.
All right. Any other announcements? Then we will have an announcement that we will meet at 8:15 tomorrow morning in this room, 200. Members, please try to get here for a quorum. We'll also announce that on the website immediately. Yes, Representative Hilke?
Mr. Chair, I was just going to suggest that maybe members would want to put 1978 back in their files.
Yes, would you please? Would you put the paperwork back in of 1978 back in too? I believe
fiscal note.
There is a new fiscal note. The fiscal note that's in there may be not quite right, because we got a new one later on. But put the fiscal notes back in as well, if you would please, in your folder. The staff will thank you for that. Any other questions? If not, then the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.